We have in the house Little Man Ice Cream. We met them a couple of years ago, and they've been a part of the signature event at Balustrade Vineyards for the past couple of years. Always a big hit. We are.
You always know where they were at Balustrade because the lines would be the longest there.
Where's the ice cream? Yeah. Lauren Martinez, General Manager of Little Man Ice Cream in the house. Good morning, my friend. Good
morning. Thank you for having me.
Everybody's happy when you walk in the room with
Tell you what.
Flavors of ice cream.
We all become kids.
You make people happy.
Well, you know, ice cream in a giant milk can, it's kind of easy to do when we do that.
Little Man Ice Cream, they're at 2620 16th. They're right west of I-25 under the big Olinger sign. And that's kind of iconic. It's also a kind of an iconic name. So you said coming in, Lauren, you're not the little man. Who is the little man?
Yeah, I'm not personally the little man. The name actually comes from our owner, Paul Tamborello. He grew up as a little kid making ice cream with his father and his grandfather. And his father's nickname was Little Man. Oh. And his father's, he has unfortunately passed away. Mm. And he opened Little Man in dedication of his father. And although his father was small in stature, he had a huge heart, and that's why we created the Scoop for Scoop program, which we'll get into.
Well, yeah, we're talking about Little Man Ice Cream. They're right at 16th, just west of I-25, under the big Olinger sign, a big, 30-foot milk jug for their building.
Yes, sir.
One of those iconic architecture things. And you've been doing this since 2008. I notice on your website, littlemanicecream.com, you're keeping track of all the scoops of ice cream you serve, now at 824,673 since the 4th of July, 2008. Why are you keeping track of these scoops? What's the Scoop for Scoop thing all about?
Great question. Like I said, the owner's father, small guy, big in heart. The backbone of Little Man Ice Cream is its Scoop for Scoop program, in that for every single scoop of ice cream we scoop, we keep track of that number. From there, we then donate that same number of scoops in rice or beans. We hand travel to needy countries around the world. I actually myself got to travel with the owner this past January to Cambodia, and we made a donation of over 22,000 pounds of rice. We've donated 400 pairs of shoes, and all that money was direct profit money from these scoops. And so for every single scoop of ice cream, if you were to go to Little Man today and buy a double scoop of ice cream, that is literally two scoops that you personally are donating to a needy village, a needy country, third world, and, you know, right here in Denver, Colorado, helping out in our global community.
Little Man Ice Cream, they're at 2620 16th Street, just west of I-25, under the Olinger sign, big 30-foot milk jug for a building. And you brought some samples because that's our new requirement on Eats and Beats. You got four flavors here. Carlos, you can taste them as he describes them. What are they? So he knows what to.
Well, this week is...
I just had the breakfast. What's that one?
The breakfast, yes. I brought a salted maple bacon ice cream.
Yes, yes.
So
it kind of tastes like there are chunks of bacon in it.
There's real chunks of bacon. We fried them in our own kitchen, fried them up, chopped them up.
Okay.
And then
we're living in an era now where, you know, you can be as creative as you want, right?
That's what we're
talking about. I remember vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Strawberry, that's it.
And then mango and a few others. This is the
we have those too. So.
Okay, so this is the breakfast.
That we call that one breakfast.
Maple bacon.
I'm going to eat it while you talk.
Enjoy that one spoon, maple and then put bacon. It down, and we'll go on. We got lots of spoons here. All right, the second one is the
salted watermelon. Mm-hmm. And it's a sorbet, so it's dairy-free, made with real watermelons from right here in Colorado.
All right. That's good. I taste the watermelon.
Yeah?
I mean, that's authentic.
I'm glad you told me there was bacon in it. That's all I could say.
It's sweet.
Very good, though.
It's sweet and salty week. Here at Little Man Ice Cream. That's watermelon sorbet. Nice.
Yeah, it's watermelon
sorbet. That looks really good.
What's number three?
Number three there, it's not a salty flavor, but I brought one of our staples. It's Mexican chocolate.
Ah.
It's a chocolate base with a Saigon cinnamon swirl.
Okay, great. That's your spoon right there. Go for that. And what's number four?
And then our last one here, I brought some salted caramel fudge.
All right.
Oh, baby!
So I'm going to dig into the Mexican chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and make some people out there real jealous.
The location is 2620 16th Street. We are tasting at your expense Little Man Ice Cream. General Manager Lauren Martinez here on First Take. Man, thanks for bringing this by. Remember that every scoop you get literally purchases a scoop of rice or beans. And talk about a local impact. People are going to maybe remember the ice cream people from Denver that are helping to, you know, feed the hungry around the world.
Excellent.
So thanks for doing it. This is, you don't have to do this. I mean, you don't have to do a scoop for scoop. Something's in the DNA of the little man, Mr. Tamborello, the father of the owner, mm-hmm. to drive this program forward.
Absolutely. We think it is our responsibility. We think business exists to make a difference. And we're a social venture. We want to get involved in our community. We want to get involved with our employees. We want to invest in our employees and make a difference and teach our employees that it's important to give back. Mm. And, you know, that's what our world's about. It's not just about the bottom line for us. It's about the triple bottom line. It's about taking care of our people, taking care of our planet. And then once you do those, the profit will come.
The website is littlemanicecream.com. Flavors are amazing. Sweet and salty week. Lauren Martinez, General Manager of Little Man Ice Cream, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.